For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tarek, let's begin with the news of the day. Logan Thompson was in net in practice. He was first off the ice. That normally means he would start, but there's still some intrigue. Who's in net, do you think?
Yeah, you know, Grant, in the regular season, the first goalie off the ice was 100% of the time the starter that night. I'm a little hesitant to go full Logan Thompson right now because, look, it's the playoffs, and if Spencer Carberry learned anything from his first go-round in the playoffs last year against the Rangers, it's that giving away your lineup, including your starting goalie, doesn't benefit the Washington Capitals, right? If you can have the other team thinking for even 5-10 minutes and preparing for a little bit of unknown, then you're taking up some of their time, and you're winning some of the some of that battle in terms of prep. I do think it's going to be Logan. We didn't get a chance to speak to him. He wasn't in the room when the room opened to the media. Charlie Lindgren wasn't giving it up either. Someone asked him, hey, are you backing up tonight? And he said, you never know. He goes, I'm good to go. Well, you know, Logan sometimes comes off early. Sometimes I stay out there for a little extra work. So look, a little bit of gamesmanship, a little bit of subterfuge. But you know, if you're a Caps fan, you don't want Montreal knowing who's gonna be between the pipes tonight until at least warm-ups.
Sounds like Chucky knew the assignment. I get it in football because it's so important with an opposing quarterback, especially if there are two conflicting styles, that maybe you would do everything you can all week long to not let the opponent know. Is it that big of a deal from a goaltending standpoint? And take us into that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, goaltending plays such an outsized role in the playoffs. That said, there are a lot of similarities between Thompson and Lindgren. Because they both catch with their right hand, so which is rare. But it's also really rare to have a team, a tandem where both your goalies are that way. So maybe a little bit less of an advantage because they both are backwards goalies. But that said, I mean, there is a book on Charlie Lindgren, and there is a book on Logan Thompson, and they are not the same thing. So. Again, if you force the Canadians to, you know, not know or to prepare for both, that's a win in the Caps book.
Tarek El-Bashir with us here on G&D. So, Tarek, I don't think it's in dispute that this club, talking about the Caps, have not played as well down the stretch here. And you can right. Find your sample size. To me, it's really since Four Nations, where I think they're 15-11-1 and just haven't looked the same as before then. There are reasons for that. I think that's all well and good. I guess the debate comes down to, do you think that's a big deal or not? How hard is it to get it back? Because that's really what's essentially the question here, right?
You're absolutely right, Danny. I feel like, you know, we always talk about flipping the proverbial switch. You know, are you able to go from, you know, playing at, you know, 10% down in terms of intensity and focus and discipline and all those other things, which we saw from the Capitals the last month of the season. But, you know, remember, they clinched on, I believe, March 20th. I mean, that was a lot of time between clinching a playoff berth and knowing that you're in and then needing to ramp it up for game one. I'm inclined to feel to believe that they will be able to turn that switch tonight and get into playoff mode because they're veterans. You know, there's some younger guys on the team now, but there's still a veteran core. They've been there. They've seen it. They know what it feels like. They know what it smells like. That they're going to be able to get into that that playoff mode right off the bat. At least, I mean, that's my expectation. I'm sure that's the hope for Caps fans out there. But there is a little bit of danger in that, right? You know, on the flip side, Montreal has been one of the best teams in the league over the past handful of weeks. You know, 7-1-2 in their final 10 games coming down the stretch. They've got several players that that have been really, really good for a few weeks now. You know, one of the things I'll have my eye on tonight, guys, is that first line, the Caulfield, Suzuki, Slavkovsky line. You know, since the Four Nations, they've been the best line in the NHL, and it's not really all that close. I do feel like the Caps are going to be able to flip the switch. That said, Montreal is not the team that the Capitals beat a couple of times early in the year. They're a much better team. They're a much more dangerous team now than they were, say, in November, December, and January.
Caps Insider, Monumental Sports Network, Tariq El-Bashir. On Grant and Danny, we are about 4 hours from dropping the puck at Capital One Arena. We're at City Tap House in Penn Quarter. Come on by and hang with us ahead of the start of Game 1 tonight. Tariq, Alexi Protas is not playing tonight. Will we see him in this series? And then Martin Ferravari's injury status, I think, is going under the radar here. I got birdies chirping. I think he's the most injured of all these guys, and we're not going to see him for a little while. How big of a loss is not having Ferravari and then Protas, who statistically was their best player at even strength this year?
You know, Grant, it really stinks that the team was mostly healthy throughout the year. If you kind of discount, you know, Nicholas Backstrom and Tide Oshie being on LTI all year, and then, you know, Ovi, of course, missed the 16 games with the broken leg. But for the most part, this has been a very healthy team. The same six defensemen essentially played every game until they got down to those last few when they were manipulating for rest. And to not have Marty Ferravari now, I do think that hurts the team quite a bit, maybe more than people would expect. Ditto for Alexi Protas. And where I really think it's going to be noteworthy is going to be on the PK. The Caps have been really good shorthanded all year long. And in the playoffs, you know, there aren't many power plays handed out. But when they are handed out, their impact can be huge. And a good PK can be your backbone. And Ferravari played more shorthanded minutes than anyone else on the team. And Alexi Protas, although he wasn't, you know, Nick Dowd in terms of the amount of minutes he got, you remember how dangerous he was on the PK. Like, you know, he really forced the issue and had several shorthanded chances, buried a few of them. So I feel like on the PK, you're really going to miss Ferravari and Protas. And you're going to miss Protas, as you said, at even strength offensively. I don't know the specifics or the timeline. I can tell you this. I have not laid eyes on Ferravari in more than a week, which leads me to believe that he's not going to be around anytime soon. Protas skated for a little bit over the weekend, skated again this morning on his own. The type of injury that he has, it's going to be a little bit. I will tell you this, Carberry has been pretty forthcoming with us over the years with regard to timelines. And you know, he said essentially that there is a chance that Protas is going to play during the series. My gut says this series would have to go long for that to happen. And hopefully it doesn't go long, but if it does, you know, I think maybe there's a chance we'll see Protas. Ferravari, when you haven't seen a guy in this long, I'm starting to wonder if we're going to see him anytime soon.
Tariq, when I hear that the opponent has some speed and they got young legs, I clench up a little bit. I get a little tight, a little puckered. That has given the Caps fits over the years as they haven't gotten out of the first round since winning the Stanley Cup in 2018. And that's kind of the recipe here tonight. How do they counteract it? How do they match up specifically with Montreal?
I'll tell you this. I mean, the Capitals are a faster team, a much faster team than they were just last year or certainly in previous years. But again, I think you're right in your analysis there. I mean, the Canadians are young, they are fast, and they might be just naive enough to not be scared of the moment, right? And the Capitals have all the pressure on them. They won the Eastern Conference. Big things are expected from them. You know, the Capitals, in my mind, guys, check all the boxes in terms of advantages. Like, you know, they're better offensively. They're better defensively. Their special teams, PK and power play, are better. Goaltending, we'll see. But I think if you look at the whole body of work, they have the advantage there. And even in the intangibles, you know, like experience and coaching, and those sorts of things, the Capitals have the advantage. Like, they're the better team. They should win this series. That said, I mean, hockey is the most random of the major four sports. You know, I always joke with people, it's a silly game played on ice. You know, people fall. Pucks hit posts and go in. They hit posts and they go out. There are overtime games that are determined by one mistake. To me, the Capitals need to come out tonight and get off to a strong start in game one and let the Canadians know, by being physical, the Capitals are a much bigger, heavier team, being physical and just let the Canadians know, hey, we're the bullies, we're at home, and that little bit of belief that you built over the last 10 games, guess what? It doesn't matter because we're here to play. And I think if the Capitals come out and really hammer on these guys a little bit, show that they are the bullies and the bigger, heavier team, I think you invest early, I think they win this series without too much trouble. Flip side of that, if the Canadians get a fluky goal early, it could be trouble.
Yeah, no kidding. Welcome to hockey. I mean, isn't it going to be fun? No anxiety at all. To Tarek's point, -255 to -275 is the price I'm seeing on the series for the Capitals. Mm-hmm. So even with all their injuries, they're a heavy favorite. But it only adds to the pressure for a team down some bodies that has not gotten out of the first round since 2018. It feels like Montreal is an 8 seed. It's just kind of free and easy here. Let's get into the Canadians for a second, Tark, before we let you go. So you mentioned the Cole Caulfield, Nick Suzuki top line, which has been one of the best in the sport here for a few months. So I'm going to take them out of the equation. I want a thought on Ivan Demidov, this new Russian kid that came from the KHL, who's been pretty electric offensively but seems susceptible defensively. And then also, every playoff series, I end up despising a player on the other team. Normally, it's like a physical guy who's face-washing people, not you know, someone who's overly skilled. Who will be that guy that I hate at the end of this series?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
I can answer that question without even thinking too hard about it. You're going to hate Brendan Gallagher quite a lot. Brendan Gallagher is such a pest. He's so good at what he does. I'll tell you a funny story. Years ago when I was writing for The Athletic, we did like this anonymous poll of the players in the room. And so one of the questions was, what player do you hate playing? And I want to say like 8 or 9 guys said Brendan Gallagher. And I would have never guessed that. And I was like, huh, okay. and so, I mean, that answers your question right there. He's just a pain in the butt. Yep. But that's what he does, and he's good at it. And that line, Josh Anderson's a big boy. Christian Dvorak's a pretty good hockey player. That third line, this morning, Carberry compared that third line, the Dvorak, Anderson-Gallagher line, to kind of the Nick Dowd line. You know, they're going to be deployed defensively. You know, they're limited skills-wise, but they're gonna be physical. They're going to be a pain in the butt. They're going to wear you down on the forecheck. And I think by the end of the series, you're going to really hate Gallagher.
How good is Demidov, the kid?
Oh, my God. So I've only seen him play one time, and it was the first of his 2 games at the end of the regular season. And you just can't take your eyes off the guy. And, you know, Carberry called him the X Factor for the Habs, and I kind of agree with that. And I asked Carberry, I pressed him on it. I was like, so what makes him special? He said, well, from the limited video that we have, which is also a problem, right, he's only played 2 regular season games in the NHL, he wants the puck. He likes the limelight. He wants the pressure and to rise to the moment. He's also got poise with the puck beyond his years. He's only 19 years old. Decent size, good skater, great hands, scored a wow goal in that first game against Chicago, also had a primary assist. And also in that game, he, according to SportLogic, directed 9 passes to the slot, which was the most slot passes of any player on Montreal all season long, and he just got here. So he's going to be a pain. He's going to be a pain. He's a player that I think skills-wise is going to stand out to Caps fans. He's also one of those guys that I hope Tom Wilson introduces himself to early and often on tonight.
Yeah, the zing I was trying to fire off, GP, is Gallagher got 9 votes, and I think Marchand got 2,000. So that's the that's the list. Tark, real quick, give me a prediction for the series.
Captain 6.
Thank
I'll
you,
take
sir.
It.
Yeah, I will certainly take it. Hope it comes true, man. Enjoy tonight.
Thank you.
Always outstanding, Tark El-Bashir. Watch him tonight on Monumental Sports. If you're on the couch at home and throughout the series, you can get his insight on social, wherever you follow your hockey content providers at Tarek_El-Bashir.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
And now, 2 pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know, I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.